Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode of Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos. Trust your day was lovely yesterday. I'll be speaking on my comfort today. By now, you'd have noticed we are going through the whole of Psalm 119 according to its divisions or stanzas, as they're called. There are 22 stanzas and they each have 8 verses. This is a literary style. They correspond to the Hebrew alphabet. Well, thankfully, the Passion Translation has graciously and beautifully given apt titles to each stanza, and that's what we've been working through. The first time we encounter God as the God of all comforts is through the name of Noah, whose father Lamech named him prophetically that this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. The Bible says, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was continually only evil." And so he had to do a hard reset through the flood. And afterwards, he reestablished his covenant with humans through Noah and his family, and promised never again to destroy the earth by a flood. His respite pronouncement came upon the earth after the flood receded and Noah built an altar to the Lord, thereby fulfilling his mission as foretold by the name his father gave him. God was pleased by this sacrifice and said, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the inclination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done." I mean, doesn't that sound like, well, humans, we don't have a choice than to always do evil. So God is not even going to deal with us in that way anymore. So God brought the earth into rest from hard toil and the wickedness of humanity when he reissued the mandate of dominion and rulership from the garden he reissued to Noah and his family. Paul refers to this in his letter to the church in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5, by pointing out that God comforts us so we too can pay it forward and comfort others. God is very intentional in his ways, and everything he allows us to go through is to enable us become a blessing to others. One of the traits of successful people is their mettle to overcome challenges and pay forward their victories. Every invention which was the result of numerous failures was released for the good of humanity. Now, fact or fiction, numerous sources have it that Edison had 999 failed patent attempts before he eventually got the light bulb patented on the 1,000th attempt. Such fortitude. Now, the psalmist in this section of Psalm 119, he shares the same sentiment as he relies on the promises of God. His word to endure, promises of God, that's his word rather, to endure the numerous challenges he was facing. There's so much to see in these 8 verses. And, you know, suffices to say, let's leave it here today and we'll pick up again tomorrow to see yet another side to the comfort or the rest of God. Aptly, it's Friday, so we're going to be looking at the rest of God regarding the Sabbath. So what are our principal takeaways for today? God's personal promises to us are what revive and anchor us to his peace in challenging times. They give us hope and confidence, no matter how tough and distracting the situation may be. In conclusion, God's promises help us to endure in challenging times. Regardless of how bad things were, the psalmist focused on God's promises and was able to keep moving forward till he broke through, and the revelation and joy he got from that word or from the promises of God called out of him a new sound, a song of victory. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. My Father's promises are my hope and confidence. They bring me great comfort and sustain me in times of trouble. I do not fall for Satan's accusations. I am constantly helped and encouraged by my God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, his wisdom instruct you, and his love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.